Welcome to Jags Drive Time with Ashlyn Sullivan, John Osher, and Brian Sexton. Jags Drive Time starts right now.
You're horrified. What are you talking about?
Horrified.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not there yet. I mean, I will get there. All coaches get there. And if they tell you they're not, they're probably not being truthful with you. Yeah, you get the. I'm one of those people, if you remember, just it's every T crossed, every I dotted, and every tip sheet. Why is this, you know, why didn't we dot the I on this tip sheet? So I drive, you know, instead of players, I drive coaches crazy because I just want to make sure those players have a shot.
Love the honesty from head coach Urban Meyer. Of course, he is nervous for his first game in the NFL regular season, but the Jaguars have prepared for months for this moment and expected a lot from that coaching staff like we've seen throughout the whole offseason. Welcome into Jaguars Drive Time, Thursday morning, brought to you by Jet Home Loans. Ashlyn Sullivan, Brian Sexton, John Osher gearing up for week one of the regular season heading to Houston on Saturday.
He didn't look nervous there.
I didn't look
nervous. No, he didn't.
He's not nervous.
Yeah. He said he was horrified.
He's not horrified.
and I know I've seen the highlight clips of his time at Florida and Ohio State where, you know, he was very animated on the sideline. And I don't know, everyone wants to read his body language, but to me, he seems pretty relaxed.
He'll be at a peak. He'll be ready. He'll be emotionally taut, if you will. It's mm-hmm. T-A-U-T.
thank you.
But he won't be nervous.
No.
No.
He'll be fine.
And not for long. Once that quarterback gets into a groove at some point in his young career, you stop worrying as much.
And then all of a sudden, the nerves will go away. Funny how that happens. Yeah. Let's go into big things, shall we? Big thing one is a healthy team, we think and we hope. We thought at this point of the season that we really wouldn't be talking much about COVID anymore. Tears, testing, well, it's not the case. It's very much still present, and we're seeing what's going on with the Dallas Cowboys and the Miami Dolphins. Losing players week one of the regular season, so we're going to have to pay attention to this until Sunday, hoping the roster stays intact. For now, the offensive line is intact, and that's a big deal.
Obviously, they were off 3 days, and they came back with great energy. I'm really, really proud of them. And then we have another off day tomorrow, but really good work today. It helps when you have your linemen back. You know, everybody should be ready to play Sunday, so that really lifts up practice right there.
Big thing too, a line in the turf. The Texans have won 6 in a row against the Jaguars. They've won 10 of the past 12 games. Well, why? Because they've owned the line of scrimmage and they just have had better players who have played better. The 2021 Jaguars have the chance to reset the score with the Houston Texans, and it begins up front for the Jaguars. Big thing three is 15 in a row. Oh no, 15 losses in a row last season. I do not have to remind you, even though I just did. We talk about own it, right? And we hear Coach Meyer talk about this all the time. What you don't want to own is this losing streak and it extending to 16 in a row, because we know everyone will connect this roster to last year. If you lose this game, all of a sudden it is 16 losses in a row for the Jaguars. And Brian,
this is
their chance. Snap
That's it.
It.
If I'm him, I'm mad at you for putting my picture underneath that. Right? Because I don't want to be associated with what it was. Now, it's his job, which is why you did put the picture there, to push it forward and get this thing a win. If they win on Sunday, obviously, no more talk of it. But if they lose on Sunday, then it's 16 in a row. And then if you don't beat the Broncos, then it's 17 in a row. And then it's connected. The past and the present are connected. But you eliminate that right now. New era begins with a win. Everything is good.
Mm-hmm. And then you get yourself off all the graphics, all the longest winning streak in the league where you're up there. And again, y'all are right. This is not Urban Meyer's losing streak.
Nope.
But that's not how it'll get played.
Well, yeah, no one will go, hey, it's his first game. They'll just say, hey, well, they've lost 16, 17, 18 in a row, whatever the number is. So they have to – not to put more pressure on them, but they have to eliminate that to really move forward.
Absolutely. And they need to reset it. They need to, you know.
That's the right word.
It needs to feel different, and you don't want players feeling like it's the same, because it's been different for what? 4 months, 5 months, 6 months since he got here. You lose another one, all of a sudden it feels like the same thing, and you don't want that.
Mm-hmm. And we talk about big thing two, which is winning up front, and you no longer have J.J. Watt, and that was always dominating this week's talk.
Well,
how are they going to do this?
If you go back and look, I mean, I had forgotten, quite honestly, how desperate the series had become. The Jaguars won both games in 2017, but since they won in 2013, That's all they've won, right? 14, 15, 16, 18, 19, 20. They've been swept by these guys. So they're 2-10 in the last 12 games against these guys. If you look even more particular at the series, just the last six games since that guy got into the lineup, because he got hurt. The Jaguars only saw him once, opening day 2017. They're 0-6 against that guy, and they have been outrushed 142 yards a game to 78. They've turned the ball over 13 times and are -7, right? That guy has been their nemesis. He has allowed the Texans to control the line of scrimmage, because even when the Jaguars didn't, he found a way to escape like he did just there, and like he did last year in the game here, which was close. And he converted third down after third down after third down. Jaguars have to control the line of scrimmage because they haven't in this series.
Well, what's amazing is how, you know, I get we're talking about that guy. That guy's Deshaun Watson. That guy never playing for this franchise again. Mm-hmm. So that guy.
There's the difference.
Hopefully. We can put him up there. But in that sense, it is remarkable. I forget the last time they played the Texans. I've sort of blacked out.
They lost 27-25 here last year.
Yeah, and I sort of blanked out the specifics of last year's losing streak. I'm assuming they lost to the Texans twice.
Twice.
but it is a – it's almost not even – when I talked to John McClain of the Houston Chronicle this week about the Texans, we didn't even talk about last year's game because both teams have new coaches, new quarterbacks – new approaches. Because Deshaun Watson's not there, it doesn't even feel like you're playing the same team you played last year, and the Jaguars are on that same team. Because if it had been last year, there would have been this feeling the Jaguars, no way they can win this game. Now observers are going in thinking the Jaguars should win this game. Yep. That's dangerous to
me. All right, so the series, they've played 38 times, right? This is the 20th season of the Texans, and the Jaguars have been in the same division with them since 2002. And they've played 38 times, and the Texans have won 25. I mean, it's domination on their part. There are three players to whom you can attribute that. One is Andre Johnson. He's one of the great receivers to play in this game. 1,062 catches, almost 15,000 yards. And the guy just owned the Jaguars. And then as he tailed down, then here comes J.J. Watt. 17 sacks in 16 games, but more pressures, you know, more deflected passes, you know, more quarterback hits. He wrecked the game plan that the Jaguars had. And then it was Deshaun Watson, who the Jaguars never... They're 0-6 against Watson since opening day 2018, and I know he's not playing. That's the point, is that for the first time in, I don't know, since Andre Johnson came on the scene in 2003, the Texans don't have a player that the Jaguars can't match up for him. Mm-hmm. They couldn't match up with Johnson. They just couldn't do it. Couldn't do it with Watt. Very few people could. And couldn't against Watson, which is why he was considered one of the best young quarterbacks in the game. The Texans don't have that player on their roster right now.
You know a game the Texans didn't win? The Hail Mary! That was a good call.
Yeah,
you.
Thanks. 2010. You don't know that play?
I do. I just wasn't expecting John.
It was
John.
Mike Thomas.
That was a great call by
it
Ryan.
Was fun. Thank
okay.
you very much.
Let me ask you this. The Texans have just added Danny Amendola to their roster. Now he has to clear COVID protocols to play on Sunday. One-year deal. I'm not nervous about this. Danny Amendola, I think, is in the later part of his career. Does that change how we look at this game at
not
all?
Not really. I mean, it's yes, he's a fine player. I don't know that, you know, in order to get the ball to Danny Amendola, they have to be able to run first,
right,
which they want to do, and then protect Tyrod Taylor, and Tyrod Taylor has to be able to get him the ball. I'm more concerned, frankly, with how they stop the run and then how they pressure Tyrod Taylor. If they can't do those two things, then yes, Amendola becomes a factor because then all of a sudden Tyrod Taylor has time. It's all that. They've got to get through the first two things in order to worry about Amendola.
And I don't think he would be a factor, you know, 4 days in, right? I mean, maybe the second time they play down the road. Here's the only thing that Amendola really gives them. You've got a veteran quarterback. He's been around 11 seasons now. That's a veteran receiver. He helps move the chains. You know, he's a guy that David Coley knows, that they're comfortable with. But I don't think he's a factor this week. And you talk about run the ball or stop the run and rush the passer. And on the Jaguars' side, if they can run the ball, boy, they give themselves a great chance.
Mm-hmm. I would be more worried about Brandon Cooks. Out of the guys
yes.
on the Texans roster.
Oh, he can fly.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned matchups. If there's one guy that is a huge matchup issue, I'm not going to say a problem, because C.J. Henderson, these corners can match up with him. But if there's one guy they need to stop who can break you, mm-hmm. it's Brandon Cooks.
All right, and that is Big Things. When we come back on Jaguars Drive Time, some this or that here on the Jaguars Digital Network.
Jags Drive Time is brought to you by TIAA Bank. Turn potential into progress. And by Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Your family isn't like anyone else's. Your home shouldn't be either. At Dreamfinders Homes, you can build the home of your dreams in one of their 30-plus communities in Northeast Florida. Choose from luxury single-family homes or maintenance-free townhomes from the 200s. Dreamfinders specializes in homes built to fit your lifestyle. To find out more, call 904-738-0165 or visit dreamfindershomes.com.
At ViStar, we believe in better. And what's better than saving up to $5,000 in closing costs when you buy or refinance a home? With a ViStar no closing costs mortgage, you'll get a great rate, no hidden fees, and like the name says, no closing costs up to $5,000. If you believe saving money is better, join ViStar. Equal housing opportunity insured by NCUA. All loans subject to credit approval. Offer not available on VA and FHA mortgages. For more information, visit ViStarCU.org.
This is Ice-T.
Stone Cold Steve Austin and
Matty Ice.
This is a cold call.
I convinced NFL teams to turn to cold water washing with Tide.
The NFL, your uniforms get dirty.
Tide can handle it, even in cold. Plus, if fans join in, they can save up to $150 on their energy bill.
Looks like you just made the team, rookie.
Turn to cold with Tide.
And that's the bottom line.
It's got to be Tide.
Energy savings based on average when switching from hot to cold and non-HE machines.
Price.com is the easiest way to save money with comparison shopping, cashback, coupons, all in one. It's free. Try Price.com today.
This or that. This or that.
We're back, Jaguars Drive Time. It's Thursday. It's time for This or That, presented by Price.com. Two scenarios. Which one do we choose? Brian.
All right. What would you rather have as the outcome on Sunday? A 100-yard rusher, probably James Robinson? Or would you rather have the rookie quarterback throw for 300 yards?
Oh, I can tell my answer.
But do you want me to? You guys go first. I mean,
that's a good problem to have.
I'd rather have the 100-yard
no
rusher.
Doubt. No,
the 100-yard rusher all day long, because it means that the Jaguars are controlling the tempo and they're helping the young quarterback.
Yeah, if they get the 100-yard rusher, they probably win. If they get the 300-yard passer, I would say there's a 50-50 chance they lose.
Yeah, it means they're throwing the ball a lot.
Mm-hmm. And we think with this Texans, the worst run defense in the league last season, you don't know how much they've improved on it. It would seem like a good game plan.
And the reason I bring it up, obviously, this is to spark conversation, is because a lot of people are looking at the Jaguars and saying, there's Trevor Lawrence, the passing quarterback. He's going to throw for 300 every week. And again, maybe at some point in the future, he's throwing it 40 times a game for 387 yards like a Peyton Manning once did. But right now, the best strategy, at least in my humble opinion, run the ball, play action, let's go.
Let me tell you the ideal scenario. Hail Mary. No, the ideal scenario
in
for
Seattle,
the Jaguars.
On Halloween, if that's what it takes, yes. No. On opening day in Houston, please, no.
For the Jaguars on Sunday, James Robinson, 120 yards. Trevor Lawrence, about 240. And he's on SportsCenter one time with one big play, one play action. And he's 220 yards receiving, two touchdowns, maybe one interception. I rather have the interception, but you get it.
Yeah. Throw it in there.
That sort of number with a big play, with a special play, that's what you want out of him early.
He might be a revelation. I mean, he might be completely different than other young quarterbacks. We talked about them on Monday. And he may finish with just dramatic numbers like Justin Herbert did. Who knows where it finishes? But where it starts, if you go back and look at Justin Herbert's first game against Kansas City when he went into the lineup instead of Tyrod Taylor, it was rugged at times.
Yeah.
John, right on. 240 yards, a couple of highlights, great.
And truthfully, it would kind of fit the theme we've seen in training camp is you have the steady pace, and then you have that one throw.
Mm-hmm.
Where you go, wow, that was an awesome throw, and then you move on.
That's what he's capable of, the moment.
Every practice, there seemed to be that one highlight play.
But don't forget that rookie quarterbacks are also capable of that moment in the fourth quarter where the game is in doubt, and you're driving, and you throw the bad pass, and it gets intercepted. Mm-hmm. It happens to rookies more often than not.
Very true. John, what you got for us?
Well, I feel a little salty today, so I changed this segment to this or that or these.
Oh.
This ought to be good.
Plural. Schlein, plural.
Okay.
Chark, DJ Chark, Laviska Shenault, or Marvin Jones, this, that, or these, to lead receiving this season. And I brought this up because I think this answer is different depending on what you mean by receiving. I expect DJ Chark to lead the team in receiving yards. I expect Laviska Shenault could lead it in receptions because I think they go to him a lot. But I think Marvin Jones will lead it in receiving touchdowns. And I think there could be, and I'm exaggerating that. It won't work out that way. But if it is, I'm really good. But if it, the point is, I think these receivers are balanced enough with enough diversity in the way they play to have that sort of scenario each week where one guy has a couple touchdowns, the other guy has 85 yards, and you've really poured the ball into Laviska Shenault for seven receptions for 70 move the chains yards.
You know, I'll focus on Jones because it seems to me that he's that guy who is going to read the defense and find the place to be and then be there for the quarterback every single time. You always should talk about young quarterbacks have to have a guy like Reggie Wayne.
That they know.
That they know. They know where they're going to be. And so it strikes me, if you look at his numbers over the last 3 years, he's had 9 touchdowns, 3 of the last 4 mm-hmm. years. I think last year he had a career best, 72 catches. So I think he's a guy who's going to end up with 68 catches, 887 yards, and 9 touchdowns, right? But I think lead the Jaguars, in my sense, is he's going to lead that young quarterback and help him along mm-hmm. and open things up for everyone else. He's the leader in my book.
Yeah, you need that connection going yep. forward. All right, I'm looking defensive side of the ball. This or that, Andrew Wingard or Andre Sisco to be the other starting safety alongside Rayshon Jenkins. We spoke to Coach Meyer, and he said it in his press conference. It's between these guys. We don't have a decision right now. I give Andrew Wingard credit for this because, truthfully, last season I saw him as a special teams contributor and helping out at safety. I never really thought, okay, this guy has a solid shot to start at safety next year. I didn't even know if he'd make the roster this year. So I give him credit. It's clear he's won over this coaching staff, but Andre Sisco just seems like the correct answer for me. Third-round draft pick, and we had the chance to speak to him virtually at a season ticket member event last night, and just such a likable guy, and he was talking about rehabbing from that injury and how tough it was for him, that there was moments of doubt where he didn't think he'd be ready for this season. And he said, this week is truthfully when I feel like I am ready to go. Really, this is a toss-up. I'm going Andre Sisco.
I think it'll be Wingard because coaches like veterans, and he's a little bit more of a veteran. I don't think it'll be Wingard for very long.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be right. It could be Sisco. Right now it's or. So
This or that.
Yeah. Go ahead, Brian.
Wingard's a special teams player in my book. They played him out of necessity. He played well in the preseason, but Sisco is a guy who many thought was a day one or early day two draft pick, and if not for the ACL, probably would have been. 13 takeaways. He's a ball hawk. He's bigger, stronger, faster, and moves more fluidly through this. If you just watch him, it's just clear. When you watch one guy, there's more effort than the other. Sisco is a guy who will not only be the starter here before long, but a long-term starter, and I think a player who has great upside. So Sisco, 105%.
And maybe, like John's point, maybe it's not week one because of the veteran, maybe the knee, if they're not having huge confidence with that. Maybe it's not right away, but
yeah, sometimes you see guys, if you go on their game logs online, where rookies will start 14 games as a rookie, and you'll look, and it's the first two, and they've played a lot as a backup, and then mm-hmm. they come in and play. That will be the scenario at some point with Sisco if he stays healthy. I don't have a good feel for whether it's this week. Because Wingard's in the mix, you get the feeling that he may be the guy for a week or two.
You know, if they were opening up against Tom Brady, right, an elite quarterback, absolutely. I wouldn't even hesitate, Wingard, right, because they're going to attack the young guy. Mm-hmm. But against Tyrod Taylor, I would go with Sisco.
Yeah.
There's no harm in putting him out there. Taylor doesn't shred anybody. He's a capable player, don't get me wrong, but he's not the kind of guy that you go, hey, we can't have a rookie on the field against that
guy.
And
we can't risk a mistake. Yep, nope. I get you. All right, and that is This or That presented by Price.com. When we come back on Jaguars Drive Time, something I think, here on the Jaguars Digital Network.
Jags Drive Time is presented in part by Dreamfinders Homes, homes that fit your lifestyle, and Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Your family isn't like anyone else's. Your home shouldn't be either. At Dreamfinders Homes, you can build the home of your dreams in one of their 30-plus communities in Northeast Florida. Choose from luxury single-family homes or maintenance-free townhomes from the 200s. Dreamfinders specializes in homes built to fit your lifestyle. To find out more, call 904-738-0165 or visit dreamfindershomes.com.
A lot has changed in 60 years, but there's one thing that remains the same. Our commitment to our customers and to our community. There's no place like Jacksonville, and there's no place like Gate. Thank you for allowing us to serve you, past, present, and future. Now through August 31st, Jags fans can enjoy two of your favorite roller grill items for just $2 at participating Gate locations. Get them while they're hot. Gate, serving up more.
Hi folks, Frank Frangie here to tell you where to find the most authentic Southern Pit barbecue in all of Jacksonville. That's right, Bono's. For 72 years, Bono's has been smoking real pit barbecue right here on the First Coast. Smoked for hours, served in minutes, and always cut to order. You can find Bono's locations all around town and on game day at TIAA Bank Field. Bono's is the official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars. If you want great barbecue, head to Bono's today. If you don't see a pit, it ain't legit.
Over 30 communities to choose from with the best selection of move-in ready homes. Quality, value, personalization. That's the Dreamfinders difference. Visit dreamfindershomes.com. We're back, Jaguars Drive Time. It's Thursday, brought to you by Jet Home Loans. It is time for something I think. And I'm going to go first. And I think this running back room is a work in progress. We're going to see a lot of changes this season. You saw that the Texans released running back Duke Johnson. The Jaguars added him to the practice squad this week. And Coach Meyer said, this is a work in progress. We're going to keep looking at these spots at running back on the practice squad. I think they want to take the load off James Robinson. I think they're attempting to fill that hole with Travis Etienne and get creative. I see someone like Latavius Murray, for example, that was released from the Saints. Probably have their eyes on him, possibly. I don't think this is fixed this week, and I think this will somewhat be a carousel of the last running back spot on the practice squad, something we're going to pay attention to all year.
I think they're set at 1 and 2.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Robinson and Hyde, I don't think that'll change. And so I think the fluidity comes in that spot, right? Mm-hmm. And then if there are any injuries. So, I mean, the Hyde relationship with Urban Meyer has not really been a story out front, but I talked to him the day the training camp opened, or the day before training camp opened, and we talked for about 15 minutes, and all he talked about and all he wanted to talk about was his relationship to the coach. Coach is the reason he's here. He believes in the coach. I think the coach believes in him too. So I actually think you might see Hyde have a big game on Sunday. Remember he had that big game against the Jaguars in 2019, mm-hmm. 58-yard run, 146-yard day. I would think that he would be a key contributor. I actually think there's some stability in this room, except for that one spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think they'll rotate in the last spot, trying to find an answer. And I don't know that they'll find it, but I think they'll keep trying.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not going to find the speed and explosiveness. No chance.
Nope.
Right, Those guys aren't on the street.
Well, I think that Damian Wilson, inside linebacker, and Devon Hamilton, nose tackle, Brian's guy, could be two overlooked reasons the Jaguars will improve defensively. And I say overlooked, not that we've really overlooked them, but every time I write about the Jaguars' changes on defense, I write about bringing in Malcolm Brown. I write about Jahad Ward and Roy Robinson-Harris. And maybe a little bit of Damian Wilson, but I don't write about Hamilton that much because he would.
You should.
He was here last year.
Well, Brian's guy.
Stay in your lane. But if you're not thinking about these guys as a big reason this team could be better, then you're missing it. Because these guys may not be Pro Bowl guys this year, because they're not going to be every down guys. But if you were picking reasons why this team can be good on first and second down, which they have to be better at, these two guys might be the main reasons that they're better.
I think Devon Hamilton can play at a Pro Bowl level. I don't know that he gets there this year.
He's not going to play on third down, though, so it's going to be tough.
I totally get it, but he is a run-stuffing nose tackle, and you don't have to have any particular NFL, pro football, college football knowledge at all. Just look and see who's making plays, who's disrupting. And all we saw in the preseason was 52. And all we saw last season when he was on the field was this curve, arrow straight up.
Graph.
Graph. There's the right term. When you watch it, you see 52 making play after play after play. I think he's a terrific player. And Damian Wilson's so darn smart. People may not know he was with the Chiefs the last 2 years. Won one Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they came in second last year. So he brings a different element that may be missing to that front, and that's a guy that knows how to win championships.
Yes, he is a winner. And truthfully, I forget about him. You're right. Damian Wilson is a guy we do not
that's
talk
why I think
enough
I think
about.
This.
I think that's we right forget about
good
him
good player.
Much.
I think that the Jaguars special teams, I think the Jaguars special teams will be a strength. And I think they have the chance to be really, really good. First of all, I loved Lambeau, the spiciness in his conversation the other day.
Spicy.
When you look at his numbers, he's been a really good kicker here. He was injured last year, and now he appears to be pissed off that people are questioning him. Fine, let's bring it. I think Logan Cook is one of the better punters. You know, you just look at how tall he is and that length that he gets with that long leg. And he drives the ball high and down the field. But listen to these names. Rudy Ford, the coach told us, was one of the better gunners he had ever seen in his football career. He cited Dakota Allen, Wingard, Shaq Quarterman, Daniel Thomas, mm-hmm, Chris Claybrooks, Dari Ogunbowale. I mean, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys that he named specifically as being standouts on special teams. And you know, he's got a very strong, as Jamal Agnew told us, bend towards special teams. Agnew, by the way, is the other guy, former All-Pro kick returner, who they brought in from Detroit. And Agnew said, the reason I came here is because the coach said, I'm going to make it a priority. Now, every coach says that. He said, but I believe in what Urban Meyer said to me about it. And I've watched the way that he's gotten involved in drills and instructing the gunners and then coming over and talking to the kicker. Mm-hmm. I think the sun is going to shine this year on special teams. Obviously, that's a play on Nick Sorensen, who neither one of you guys know, right? He was gone by the time you got here.
Couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
Well, he came in 2003. They had a terrible day in Carolina, Jack Del Rio's first game. And they went out and signed him immediately. And he was here for 4 years, was terrific on special teams. Obviously, he came late in the summer when the Jaguars had to make a special teams coordinator approach. His nickname, he had the long hair. That was when Remember the Titans was out. Mm-hmm. He became Sunshine.
And now there's another.
And I wish there was no, you know, now this COVID and tier stuff, because he's a great guy, a terrific interview, and I'm excited to see what he does with it.
I like it.
So that was I just realized as I said the joke, they're not going to get it because they weren't here. Yeah, Sunshine.
I get it now. Yeah. Good one. I do think the Jaguars special teams will be, you know, you think they're going to be good. Well, considering the amount of equity they've put in,
my
they better
gosh,
be good.
I hope so.
Yes. So it is a big it's a big commitment on Urban Meyer's part. It's a big calling card that he wants. It's a little bit of a risk, I'll be honest with you, because kickoff returns, because of the rule change, are not quite as important as they were 10 years ago. So that's the one area where I've heard people say, well, why would you do that? I've gotten questions about that. I think it's still smart, because this is a team. When you are a team trying to get back up,
you need field
you
position.
You need strengths somewhere. This can be a strength of theirs.
Well, and
they've made a remarkably strong commitment to it.
Hidden yardage, right? The yardage that's lost in field position is such a big part of the game. Even if they're diminishing kickoffs, there's still the opportunity to pin someone deep with a good mortar kick or with a great punt. Those yards help a team that's trying to get their way back up the ladder.
Well, my thought on kickoffs is, you know, if you get two that flip fields for you during the season, yeah, mm-hmm, then it's all worth it, because that can change two games.
You bet. Mm-hmm.
Very true. You mentioned that the pressure and the involvement of Coach Meyer in special teams drills. Did anyone else think it was humorous when Josh Lambeau said, okay, we might have had a conversation about him standing so close to me during practice?
Yeah, the conversation went like this.
I would have loved to have been in that conversation.
Why are you standing so close? Because I'm the head coach. Okay, coach.
Okay, got it.
That's how it went.
Keep doing it. I would have loved to know how that conversation went.
But if I'm the head coach, I want a spicy kicker.
Yeah. And
I want a guy
that
who's got a little edge to him, because I need him to have that edge when the game is on the line. Mm-hmm.
Very true. When we come back on Jaguars Drive Time, some closing thoughts here on the Jaguars Digital Network.
Your family isn't like anyone else's. Your home shouldn't be either. At Dreamfinders Homes, you can build the home of your dreams in one of their 30-plus communities in Northeast Florida. Choose from luxury single-family homes or maintenance-free townhomes from the 200s. Dreamfinder specializes in homes built to fit your lifestyle. To find out more, call 904-738-0165 or visit dreamfindershomes.com.
This is Ice-T.
Stone Cold Steve Austin and
Matty Ice. This is a cold call. I convinced NFL teams to turn to cold water washing with Tide.
The NFL, your uniforms get dirty.
Tide can handle it, even in cold. Plus, if fans join in, they can save up to $150 on their energy bill.
Looks like you just made the team, rookie.
Turn to cold with Tide.
And that's the bottom line.
It's got to be Tide. Energy savings based on average when switching from hot to cold in non-AC machines.
At Vistar, we believe in better. And that means treating people better with friendly, personal service that's kept our members happy since 1952. A smile and personal greeting when you enter the branch, an online or phone chat for those quick questions, and a call center that's open every day. If you believe that great service is better, join Vistar. Visit vistarcu.org. All loans subject to approval, insured by NCUA.
It's Wednesday, busy day here at the bank as head coach Urban Meyer is getting ready for a press conference at 11:20. You can watch that on Jaguars.com live and social media. Trevor Lawrence, Miles Jack after practice as well. You can also watch that live. Huddle up with Brookie Brooks later on this afternoon, and we'll be back right here on Jaguars Drive Time tomorrow morning. We'll see you then.